All right, so we are recording, and Chief Wright, schools across the state are back in session now, and will you start out by going over some of the things that drivers maybe need to be aware of when it comes to school buses?
You know, the biggest issue is people are busy, they're in a hurry, and they're distracted. We sent out a press release earlier this week kind of reminding people, hey, look, the buses are back on the road, kids are moving around, they're at bus stops. And we just want to prevent any children from getting hit or any buses from getting hit. You know, obviously everybody is concerned with the safety of our children. So, you know, I just encourage people to pay attention to the road. Texting while driving could be, normally can be pretty dangerous. But when you start throwing school buses into the mix and kids at bus stops, certainly that distraction can cause a really big problem for any community.
And will you review for our listeners the laws are concerning school buses? I'm not even sure I can remember all of them right now.
Well, motorists are required to stop whenever the bus is stopped, has its stop arm out, and has the red light sign out. And that requires you to stop in both directions. The only exception to this is on a four-lane road with two lanes going in both directions. And typically we don't see, at least in this part of the world, we don't see buses doing that. We don't have, especially up here in Trenton, we don't have any four-lane roads that buses would be required to stop on. That may be a problem in some of the more metropolitan areas. But anytime a bus is stopped and that stop arm is out, you need to stop regardless of the direction you're traveling.
All right. And, well, I guess, do you have anything you'd like to add?
You know, I just encourage parents also to review safety protocols and pedestrian safety with their kids. It's so important that, you know, kids are going to be on the street, and motorists know that. And we as motorists need to slow down. But we also need to educate our children on, you know, the proper ways to cross the street, to be careful at the bus stops. You know, and I would just encourage parents with small kids to be at the bus stop with their kids so that we can make an impact on their safety.